It's a bright June afternoon in downtown Boise. Kids play in the fountain on the Grove, cars fill the roads, people eat leisurely under umbrellas in front of restaurants. I'm asking people who they think are Idaho's top three private employers.
Albertson, Simplot, Micron.
Probably U.S. Bank, D.L. Evans, Melaleuca.
Micron number one, HP number two. I would have to say Albertson's.
Micron, Hewlett Packard. Albertsons?
I would think it would be a toss-up between Micron and HP, and then I kind of wonder about Simplot as well.
I'll go Micron, HP, Simplot, in that order.
People keep suggesting one company for the top spot.
I would think it would be Micron.
I don't know, the only thing I can think of is Micron.
I'm guessing Micron.
Micron?
Micron.
Micron's a good guess. They've been the state's largest private employer for the better part of two decades. But thanks to several recent rounds of layoffs, they've dropped two spots to number three. Nobody guessed the actual top private employer. In the number one spot, with about 7,500 employees, is St. Luke's. They have hospitals and clinics throughout Idaho. It should be noted that St. Luke's is also a non-profit company. That means the second largest employer is the largest for-profit company in Idaho. With just a few hundred employees less than St. Luke's, the second largest private employer in the state is, insert your own drum roll here, Walmart. This is the reaction I'm getting most when I tell people about the real top three.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Though St. Luke's didn't make anybody's top three list, people are mostly cocking their heads to one side and saying, it makes sense when you think about it. But the number two employer, Walmart, gets much stronger reactions.
I'm not a fan of Walmart, and hence I don't shop at Walmart. I think Walmart is a symbol of American mediocrity.
I don't like Walmart very much. Just the way they treat their workers and drive out little mom-and-pop shops.
My concerns with Walmart have to do with some of the ethics around their treatment of employees.
That pissed me off. I don't like Walmart. I like the little man.
Their profits are going back into their Arkansas base. I don't know that they're doing anything for Idaho, and if they're not doing something for Idaho, I would rather support some company that is.
State Street in Glenwood has a blurry boundary. Most people think of it as Boise, but it's technically Garden City. There's a Walmart on the corner. It's considered one of the smaller supercenters in the Walmart family, but it eclipses anything in the area. Near the checkout stand, I meet Carrie Ann Fallow. Fallow is Walmart's public affairs and government relations manager for Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. I tell her what people on the street are saying about her company, but she already knows.
We have a long way to go. There has been a lot of criticism about our company, and because of that, we've made a lot of great changes.
Fallow speaks glowingly about Walmart's benefit packages and treatment of employees, but those things remain controversial nationally. Several lawsuits are pending on employee treatment, and scholarly researchers are divided on how Walmart's pay and benefits compare to other businesses. Despite their sometimes poor reputation and ongoing national controversies, Fallow says Walmart is committed to Idaho.
It's too bad Walmart's often overlooked as a good corporate citizen here in the state. In fact, in 2008, we gave almost $3 million to charities in our communities in both financial assistance as well as in-kind product.
The thing that gets Fallow really animated is when she talks about Walmart's program to buy local produce.
In September, if you visit our stores here in the Treasure Valley, you'll see a wide array of products grown right here in the valley. A harvest season around here is a very exciting time.
Will you show me some of the local produce over here? Can
yeah,
we go
sure.
take a look?
I know we get a lot of berries.
While we look, Fallow tells me Idaho Walmarts buy almost $3 million worth of goods and produce from Idaho vendors each year.
Do we have some Idaho Preferred produce around?
We do.
Right now?
I don't know if that's a lot or a little, so I call the State Department of Agriculture.
Well, we've got the potatoes, obviously.
The manager of market development tells me enthusiastically Walmart buys more Idaho produce than any other retailer in the state.
So potatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah. We get a lot of onions from Oregon, you know, just over the border.
We don't find very much Idaho produce. But Fallow assures me, come September, this Walmart will be locavore central. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.
Cherries and stuff like that, but cherries also.
The fact that Walmart is Idaho's second largest private employer surprises a lot of people. It even surprised some of Idaho's top leaders when we told them. But surprise seems to be the only universal reaction. Here's what Congressman Walt Minnick says about Walmart as one of Idaho's top employers.
You can't earn a decent living being a Walmart greeter. And I don't think we want our kids to be condemned to only being able to apply at Walmart and McDonald's. It's not the kind of future I want to leave for my kids and grandkids.
And here's what Governor Butch Otter says about Walmart's new status.
That doesn't bother me. I would tell you that any kind of expansion that we have in any sector, and certainly the retail sector of our economy, that is a huge portion of our $51.5 billion economy in Idaho.
I take the governor's idea, any expansion is good, to some people in charge of economic expansion. The Boise Valley Economic Partnership, or BVEP, is a division of the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce. BVEP's job is to convince new companies to move offices to Ada and Canyon counties. I ask Paul Hiller, BVEP's executive director, what kind of jobs he tries to attract.
We want to see $35,000 a year plus jobs coming into this area. We don't need $10 an hour jobs here.
Just over $10 an hour is the average wage for a Walmart employee in Idaho, according to their company spokesperson. For Paul Hiller, those are jobs that do not promote a robust economy. But, he says, having Walmart as one of the state's largest employers will have no impact on attracting companies to the area.
We're not out there promoting whoever the biggest employer is. We're out there promoting those employers that have good-paying jobs or are in specific technologies, whether they're the number one employer in the state or the number 20.
Hiller says in the past, they have pointed out the success of Micron as a selling point for tech companies considering coming to Boise. He adds they plan to continue using Micron as an example. David Eberle also watches Micron closely. Eberle is a member of Boise's city council and a professional economist. He's not worried about Walmart. He likes to look at the big picture when it comes to employment.
When you look at it statewide, those are a lot of Walmarts. They may not be that major presence in any one town. And so that's quite different than a single employer like Micron in a single place.
Eberle sees Micron, not Walmart, as a potential problem for Idaho's economy.
A way to think about this is imagine your town as an office building, and you have a lot of floors for rent and rooms. And if one renter takes up more and more of that office space and then leaves, you have this large hole in your building, and in very much the same way with cities. You've got to be constantly working to keep yourself diversified.
Eberle acknowledges the pain for individuals created by Micron's layoffs, but he's convinced a smaller Micron will strengthen our economy in the long run. Don Hawley isn't worried about Walmart's size in Idaho either. Hawley is the head of the economics department at Boise State University. He thinks Walmart's success could have some negative impacts on Idaho's economy. But, he says, those are balanced by the positive impact.
2-3 years ago, some people at MIT did a study, and they found that the big box stores, Walmart and Costco and Lowe's and Home Depot, have done more to keep the cost of living down in the United States than any other single element.
A lower cost of living means consumers can do more with their money, so the Walmarts of the world are good for individuals. Hawley says the negatives are reserved for other businesses. One of the most commonly heard complaints about Walmart is they put mom and pop stores out of business. Hawley says this does happen, but the reality is a bit different.
My father ran his own independent grocery store. We were up in the Tri-Cities, and so Safeway took a bite out of it, and some outfit came out of Spokane, and they took some of his business away. And then when Albertson came in, Albertson wasn't unethical, but it's just their presence in the market took enough. They says, there's nothing left for me, and I'm gone. And exactly the same thing is happening today.
Hawley says the scenario of big stores putting the little stores out of business happened a long time ago. We're seeing the same process today. But this time, it's not small stores versus big stores, it's big stores versus huge stores. Hawley says we shouldn't see Walmart's rise in Idaho as a sign that the state's economy is becoming too reliant on retail.
If you were to go back and take retail employment as a fraction of total employment, you'd be surprised at how constant it's been over time. It doesn't seem to matter who provides the retail services. We tend to employ close to the same amount.
Since there's only so much room for retail, somebody's got to go.
When Walmart comes in and says, we build a store, Lowe's or whatever, and say, we just created 100 jobs, we just destroyed 100 jobs. But that's the truth of it.
Holly sees it as a change from one order to another. He says that's always a scary thing. He thinks this new order of giant retailers will bring changes that are good and bad. But, he says, it's impossible to tell if the changes will ultimately bring more good or more bad for Idaho's economy. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.